For tuning in to another evening of Amongst Friends, with this being a first of sorts.
Whoop whoop!
This is the first time that we're on Periscope.
Hey everyone!
So hello to all those that
I
are tuning
don't know
in.
Periscope is. That's a lot. We are live.
So you know, thank you to the live viewers. So I'm Richard Taylor. To the left. Is
I'm gonna sit down in a minute.
It's a technician for the evening. You know, this is kind of a work in progress, so bear with us as we hopefully get through without any problems with Periscope. But to my left, I have D-Rob.
What up, everybody?
And to my right, you got Miss Bray Corey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I didn't have to go into DC today.
Look at God.
I don't have to go in tomorrow either, so.
Oh, my building is closed. I don't even have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, so for those that aren't from the D.C. area, it's hell right now. You know,
it's not hell. Don't say it's hell. It is absolutely not hell because ain't nobody got to go.
Well, for those that have to go to D.C., and that's why we're so glad that we don't have to go to D.C., shout out to the Pope for coming in. Allow me to get these two paid days off. So, anyways, tonight's show is about cultural appropriation.
Okay.
Cultural appropriation and cultural appreciation, and if there is a difference. So, that's been a lot. Been going on a lot this year. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You all can join in on the conversation.
Absolutely.
By dialing in at 760-683-2662. All right.
So, for the Periscope out there, if you didn't hear us, it's 760-683-2662.
And you all can follow us on Facebook at the Amongst Friends Radio Show page and the Amongst Friends page. And also, you can join in on Twitter at Amongst_Friends. Feel free.
And on Periscope at Amongst Friends.
That's right. Oh, okay. And that too.
Yes.
All right.
I'm really excited about this.
I see.
It's cool, you know. Get a chance to put the voices with the faces, the faces with the voices.
Absolutely. Now, if I could just put it off into the group, then everybody would be able to see us. And y'all would maybe be on your best behavior. Can you send me that drink? I got all hot and bothered. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, as the alluded to being on our best behavior, which we always are, but there are a few slip ups here and there. Now, we always joke about, you know, being taped before actually going to air, because that's when you see and hear some of the craziest things that you don't hear or. Now, we'll see. But anyways, get into tonight's topic, cultural appropriation. Is there such a thing? And cultural
ma'am?
Appreciation. They can hear that, can
no, they couldn't.
All right. So, there's a lot been made, you know, this year about, you know, so-called culture vultures, cultural appropriating, particularly with the Jenner Kardashian clan, and with Iggy Azalea. So, is there a way where... Okay.
Go ahead. All right. Sorry.
So we get the Kings worked out, so this is live and direct, so that's bound to happen. So,
sorry.
You know, and especially recently with T.I. Quasi cutting off Iggy Azalea, but they come back saying he's not cutting her off. His reasoning being was some comments that Q-Tip made to Iggy Azalea for schooling her on the cultural significance and relevance of hip hop, and her being kind of blasé, you know, and also that was like last straw, and he feeling like she just should just keep back and not say anything rather than just show her willful ignorance. So in that case, would you call a white rapper a culture vulture? or would you call a Caucasian man or woman that wears cornrows as cultural appropriating?
Is it possible to tell everyone what the definition of cultural appropriation is?
All right, here we go. It is a sociological concept which views the adoption or use of elements of one culture by members of a different culture as a largely negative phenomenon.
That's it.
I mean, that's the shortest one. That's like quite a longer.
Okay.
And the only reason I say that's it is because I feel that here lately, beyond Iggy Azalea, there has been a big issue in fashion, particularly with people claiming that things are in or this is the new blah, 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 when it's something that Black women specifically have been doing for a long time. That's where this whole cultural appropriation conversation kind of was resurrected, which is in the fashion world, like with cornrows and with
Timberland boots.
Timberland, well, not even Timberland boots, but I mean, I'm talking specifically Black women.
Mm-hmm.
Cornrows and Bantu knots, which they were calling mini knots. Mini knots are new this season. No. Most Black women have worn Bantu knots in some form or another as a hairstyle for a while. But so to me, cultural appropriation isn't just taking whatever it is, but it's taking it and claiming it as your own, claiming you discovered it, or taking the cultural significance away from it. Like, cornrows aren't necessarily culturally significant, but to act like, oh, this is the brand new thing that we discovered this year, is ridiculous. Whereas, like, wearing an Indian headdress is taking the cultural significance out of something. So.
But, you know, to piggyback off the example that you made of cornrows, like Bo Derek in, you know, 70s and 80s, she was famous for wearing, you know, a cornrows in her films. I know recently with Kylie Jenner, the picture that she, when she wore the cornrows and the girl from the Catch a Fire, the Hunger Games, you know, had something to say about it. And like you said, a hairstyle may not be all that bad. I think, and obviously she felt some way about Kylie, whatever her reasoning was for wearing cornrows. What about that scenario that got me was, you know, Kylie's response, as if to say, yeah, so what, just been there for 1,000 years or 100 years, you know, I don't care. As if to say, what's the same thing that, you know, a lot of people got on Iggy Azalea for? A lot of people trying to, you know, school her on, you know, the history of hip hop. And she just kind of said, well, yeah, whatever, I don't care. So I think to me, that is purposely, you know, someone's telling the significance of something that you may not know about and just, you know, helping you. And you're like, yeah, whatever, I don't care.
You just said something. You were talking about cornrows.
No, dude.
I forgot.
And like you said, with fashion, the people that are in these pictures, that wear, you know, Timberlands or
afros. Afros are the new white girl thing now. You know.
We know it, but people, like
even
I said, it's
afro
hair.
Clearly is African, right. But yeah.
For me, if you decide one day you know do hair a certain way, that's fine. What gets me is, you know, Cosmos of the world saying, oh, this is what they say, this bold new style. And nothing bold about it.
Been around since the '70s. Before that, it's been around since Black people had hair on their head.
You know, going back to our days before we got that free boat ride, that's what was going on. So, So when it does it become appreciation? Like if someone does tell you the significance? Never?
Never, ever.
And I say that because I don't think there will ever be a time when something that Black people specifically have started is like, oh, this is the new trend period. When Black people started, though, not 6 years later when white people decide it's cool enough for them to do. Because usually by the time white people were like, hey, this is cool, Black people were like, hey, I'm over it.
But how is that different from someone appreciating the music from the 70s and saying, you know, like, oh my gosh, this is...
Because people don't appreciate the music from the 70s and then pretend like they made the whole song up.
Okay, so if you're using fashion and you're talking about hair trends and stuff like that, they're not necessarily saying that they made it up.
Never acknowledge where it came from, though. There has never been a Black person in any of the trendy whatevers about any of the trends that Black people have started. There's never been a Black person featured in any of those articles. It's always a bunch of white girls with, even in the one about afros and curly hair.
But in those articles, it's not saying, oh, look at this new style that I created.
Yes, it is.
Well, a lot of times what magazines say is, oh, this person is being bold with this new style. So I'm not sure the person that they're talking about is claiming it. It's just the attention that these, you know, major publications are giving it. They're making
okay,
it seem
but
like,
that's an appreciation.
No, it's not.
Why not?
Because there's no acknowledgement of where it came from. It's just like, oh, this white person out of thin air decided to get cornrows, so now all white people out of thin air should decide to get cornrows. There's no source. And anytime you're discussing something that any topic, you need a source for something. It didn't just come out of thin air. You just didn't decide one day, I wonder what would happen if I took all my hair and twisted it like this. And no, you got it from somewhere. Just say where you got it from.
Well, what if
they say you borrowing from such and such culture? We on the runway this year, they've done blah blah blah. Just acknowledge it. And I think that's all that Black people are wanting, because this is the same old song and dance over and over again.
Like rock and roll.
Yeah. Having to put a white face on your album to sell it because white people can't acknowledge that a Black person made something that they like. And that's what it is. It goes back that further than that, but yeah, in a perfect world, sure. Oh, yeah, you appreciate what I'm doing. No, in a perfect world, I mean, in this world, in reality, it's like, oh, look at this new chair that I've designed. And the white person's like, oh, that chair is stupid and ghetto and dumb. And then a couple years later, yeah, I kind of like this chair. Can I see it for a second? Then you're like, oh, sure, I'm over it now anyway. Then they take the chair, they cut the legs off, or they painted a different color. But like, look at this new chair I made. Isn't it amazing? Like, oh, where'd you get it? Oh, I just found it. It's just a thing I picked up. And now all of a sudden everybody has this chair that you designed 10 years ago. And nobody has once said, oh, I got this from this person. It's kind of old, but I think it's cool. No, it's just, oh, this is the new thing that I've invented because I've decided it's cool now.
So as long as they acknowledge where it came from, then it's okay. Then it's cultural appreciation.
Yes, as long as you appreciate where it came from, yes. But that's not what's been going on. There's been a whitewashing of all of these new things.
Like, don't think you're going to reinvent the wheel. You know? You like a hairstyle, that's fine. So, hey, I think, oh, that Bree's here. Okay. It looks good on Bree. You know, I wonder how I would look with that. And that's a way of showing some type of appreciation rather than, you know, like you said, dogging it out. And then 2 years from now,
suddenly you want to Afro. Girl bang.
Okay, but so here you have.
Are you going to play devil's advocate tonight? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm asking a question. Okay. How come I can't ask the question?
Because I like to just pick at stuff and, yeah, just because.
Well, I mean, but there are people that are out there who are probably wanting to know the same questions. They're wanting to know, okay, make it clear.
Made it very clear.
Here you have the millennium.
Millennials.
They don't know where it comes from anyway.
But that's what I'm saying.
If
but
it's not
those,
immediately in their phone, they don't know what it is. They don't know where it came from. They're not going to do the research to find out.
But majority of some of the hair trends, some of the music trends, some of the dances, sort of like the Harlem Shake, you know, that came out and there was this big thing that everyone was doing. It's the younger generation that's doing it. They're seeing it and not necessarily saying, I'm trying to steal this. It's cool. Everybody's doing it. It's a fad, so I like it. And that's that. It's not, I'm trying to steal anything. It's, I like it.
And it's, I don't care where it came from.
Yeah, you know, for me, like, with the Harlem Shake, I thought that was, that wasn't even a backhanded company. That was just backhanded. Like, I'm going to name something after a dance was out there, but I think I'm going to improve on it. That's what they're trying to do. I'm going to improve
on
it. No,
I'm
going
to make it a whole different thing, because the Harlem Shake video has nothing to do with the original Harlem Shake at all.
But mine's better, though.
But as far as the Harlem Shake is concerned, I never saw anybody saying, this is much better than what it was. It was, here's a dance, and
But that's the thing. There's no acknowledgement that... It's like, say for instance, I had a roommate back in the day who I would do something,
mm-hmm.
and then...
She would do it.
Yeah, but like months later, as if... Oh, I don't know where that came from.
Like
it was a whole idea. Like, I would date a dude, then I would stop dealing with him, and then all of a sudden she'd be on the phone with him a couple months afterwards. You're copying me. Like, you're doing what you see me do.
Okay, but doesn't the old saying go, imitation is the best form of flattery?
No, imitation is what you punched in your mother's face. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You know what? Certain things, okay, let's say... I don't want to keep using pop culture references, but like Blue Eyes Soul. But let's take like called Blue Eyed Soul as an example. You know, most of the white soul singers that I know of, and I can't say all of them, have acknowledged.
Yes.
Has been acknowledged.
That's exactly.
Yeah, Motown or, you know, Robin Thicke, he acknowledges, you know, Joe. So that's fine. You know,
but a lot of them also, that's authentic to them. That's authentic to them. Robin Thicke, a lot of people don't know or understand who Alan Thicke is or was. Alan Thicke wrote some of your favorite 70s and 80s theme songs. People think he was just the dad on Growing Pains. He was not. He wrote and sang the Different Strokes theme song. Like, that's who he was. He was heavy into music like that. So that's part of who Robin Thicke is. That's not Robin Thicke grew up and was like, oh, this is pretty cool. I'm going to start doing this now, like Iggy Azalea did. Because Iggy Azalea originally wanted to be a pop star. She came over here thinking she was going to be the next Britney Spears.
You know what?
And then she picked up and was taught this hip-hop thing and was like, okay, let's go with this.
You know, with her.
But Iggy was supported by, like, your T.I.'s and...
That was the gold
mine. T.I. was looking for money.
No, but T.I. was smart. When was the last time you saw or heard a white female rapper? He saw a gold. That was a gold mine. That was a golden goose. So,
okay.
Of course, he got behind her. But one thing about Iggy, and she said something, she's like, you know, I'm represented for those... that are like me. I understand me want to.
Yeah.
But there are a ton of Caucasian rappers who know their hip hop.
And that's the point. She's inauthentic. Mm. She has no idea where any of this came from. Her whole persona is because T.I. told her to.
She, plug this, she is, not only she's white, she is an Australian rapper with a ATL accent. Or Blackson. That isn't how you can't make that shit if you wanted to.
That's super inauthentic. And people get mad at Eminem, but that's who Eminem is. That's where Eminem was raised. That Eminem doesn't have a persona. Marshall Mathers and Eminem are the same person.
Yeah. Eminem was a one white family on the block. You know?
It's all about authenticity. It's all about your intention. No, I'm not even going to say intention because people swear they have good intentions and they know good and well they do not. It's just all about just acknowledging and sincerely appreciating, not, oh, thanks for this gold chain, punk. That's not appreciation. You just snatched my chain. Like, you didn't ask me, hey, I really like this chain. Where'd you get it? Or can I borrow it? Or, you know, whatever. Can I buy it from you? Whatever. No, you just snatched my joint. It was like, oh, I got this chain. Like,
well, okay, so let me ask you a question. Do you feel non-black women that, you know, get the spray on tans or, you know, going to the, you know, tanning salons a couple times a week, a lip, you know, what do you call it when you get your lips fuller? What do you call that?
Collagen injection.
Collagen or butt injections. Do you think that is them wanting to be like?
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
They will advocate that. What do you think?
Especially when they look like this.
Not necessarily.
When they come out looking like Wanda. Ma'am.
Not necessarily, because you also have, I mean, if it was strictly non-black people getting collagen injections or fake butts and boobs and stuff like that, then, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, it's cultural appropriation. Get it all day long. But it's everybody doing things like that because they want to look better.
No, it's everybody doing things like that because they want to look like someone else. Not look. This is not about looking better. You don't go into if you want to look better, then you get your skin pulled back or your whatever lifted. You don't change your whole entire face. You want to look like somebody else. People go into the plastic surgeon and say, "I want Nicki Minaj's butt and Tyra Banks' titties and so and so's nose." You don't just say, "I want to make me look better." No, you want to look different. Period.
I mean, typically they go in and say, my nose is too big, I want it to be smaller, or my lips are too thin, I want them to be fuller, or I have a crack between my back, and I'd like some meat behind there. Or you have the people who, with this whole new fad of big booties and stuff like that, everybody's getting butt injections.
They're dying from this shit, too. They say they want it so much, they're dying from it. But I'm wondering, like, does somebody have in their mind that, you know what, I'm tired of a non-black saying, I'm tired of looking non-black. I want to look black. I want these add-ons. Or could they just say?
You think people actually go in and say stuff like that?
You know what? I wonder if some people, I mean, we do live in a world full of self-hate. So I went out. There's somebody
you
out there.
You think that people don't? Really?
They don't go in there and say, I want to look black.
Hell, yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure
do.
Some do. I would not be surprised if two people said that today. I mean, it's minority, but somebody has said that.
You'll never know because the surgeon's not allowed to say it. But they absolutely go in and say, you know, these black girls have blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
And the attention
that
I want
to. Because trust and believe, I have had conversations stop when my friends and I come into a room where there's just white people. I have had people say things to me, and I'm like, really? You thought that was okay to say? Like, just because I'm black and I'm young, I'm not your girlfriend. Like, back up, lady. Seriously. Absolutely. And I don't believe that you don't believe that that happens.
No, seriously.
I cannot believe that you don't believe that that happens. I know that you've heard people say some crazy stuff before. Like, you can't possibly really sincerely think that nobody has ever said that before.
I mean, there are people of different nationalities say, no, I hate being the nationality that I am. So I don't think it's too far-fetched.
There are people that would tell you they hate black people but only have sex with black people. I'm watching. You watch Ray Donovan?
I started watching. So.
The father does not like black men.
That is not real.
Like,
that's a TV show.
I absolutely know these people. Like, this is real life.
I don't know these people.
I'm sorry that you don't know these people, but I absolutely know. I know these people.
All right, think about this, right? There are at least 300 million documented people in this country. So you cannot tell me that out of the 300 million people, that so and one person
has not gone into the doctor's office and say, I want to look like a black person. If there are little kids walking around saying that they don't want to be black, that they want to be white, what makes you think that there aren't white people that want to be black? There are plenty of white people that want to be black. Iggy Azalea. If she could,
why?
And that pasty face of hers, I'm sure she would.
If y'all say
pasty.
So.
She's
pasty.
If y'all
she
say
has
so.
No facial structure. It's just like a blob with eyes, barely a nose, and some lips. No facial structure.
Well, you all can chime in and let us know what you think by dialing in at 760-683-2662. Also,
somebody call in and introduce D to the real world.
Why do I listen?
Also,
just because I don't experience the stuff that y'all go through doesn't mean that I'm not living in the real world.
But you refuse to believe anything.
It's not that I'm refusing to believe it. I'm
just
saying
that
you
don't believe that people go into the doctor's office and say, make me look black. You just said that.
You're right. I don't believe people go in and say
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
I mean, especially when people are getting shot up and.
But it's not going to happen to them because they're not really black.
But.
It's like Paul Mooney said, everybody wants to be a nigger, but nobody wants to be a nigger.
Being black is cool until shit gets real. All
right.
Yeah. Look at Ben Carson.
All fun and games until the guns come out.
Look at Ben Carson. He's finding out what it means to me to be black right now.
You said what?
He's finding out what it means to be black now by his so-called friends.
Who?
Ben Carson left behind his ass.
Oh.
So, okay, in your mind, is there cultural appropriation? Is there such thing to me?
No, everybody just loves and hugs and shares.
That is not what I said at all. Not even halfway. That's not what even I was putting out into the atmosphere.
No, I'm asking you, like, what do you think about it?
I think it's out there, but I don't think that it's intentional.
Are you
for
real?
I think...
You think that people accidentally leave black people out of things that they got from black people?
Now, yes.
Okay.
If we're talking about the 1950s, 60s...
Ma'am, have you been paying attention to anything that's going on?
I'm saying that I don't think that a lot of what we consider cultural appropriation is intentional. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm saying that it 100% is intentional.
Okay, and it's okay that we have different opinions.
You know, I wouldn't say it's 100%, but I do think that there are intentional times. You know,
no, I'm saying 100% that I believe that it is intentional. Not every time,
right.
But I do believe that there are quite a few things that have absolutely been intentional, because even when it's been brought to Vogue's attention several times about leaving black people out of things that black people started, they did it again. They just did it again like 2 weeks ago.
Well, what do you think of somebody that only dates a certain race other than theirs? Like only
people,
dates.
People claim that that's a preference, but deep down inside, you hate your mama if you're a man, and you hate your daddy if you're a woman.
You know what? If throughout your life you dated, let's say, 20 people, and you've dated 7 or 8 others. Okay, I see that being somewhat of a preference. But if everybody, since the age you started dating, you all specifically singled out this particular culture.
Not a man. Okay. Okay.
No. What were you going to say?
I'm just saying, if I live in a predominantly white neighborhood, I go to a predominantly white school, my friends are predominantly white, if I date white guys or Hispanic guys or whatever.
Well, that's different. Because that's all you know. That's all you read.
He's talking about if you don't go to a predominantly white school and live in a predominantly white neighborhood and have predominantly white friends and go to a predominantly white college. And
but that's not what y'all just said. What you just said, if you only date a certain race and you're black or whatever, you hate your mom or... You don't love yourself and
true.
All this kind of
I
stuff.
Still think
that's
true.
Not necessarily true.
You know what? Okay, to go off with what you're saying.
It's not like you don't know other black people exist.
You know, to piggyback what you
okay,
said.
Okay, but didn't we, aren't we, oh my God. So I can't love who I want to love?
You can love whoever you want to love.
Okay, but if I love someone that isn't...
No, you hate your mama too.
Oh, my God. This can't
To piggyback on D, Maine, 2% black. Therefore, majority of people, a black person in Maine is going to date is probably non-black. Can't help that. Now, if you live in New York, you live in L.A., hell, you live here. You live stone's throw of others, of people just like you. But again, if you single out, now I'm not going to say you hate your mom, you hate your dad. I'm thinking that that is cultural appropriate. You know what? I think it was funny. Remember like when every other month there was a new, you know, black clothing line, like FUBU 1 month and Dada next month.
What?
You know, I remember when, like at the time, like every other month there was a new black clothing line.
Oh, black clothing line.
Like,
okay.
Like
FUBU like,
1 month and then Dada next month. Once, you know, some whites got hold to it, it was beginning to end.
Okay.
It was beginning to end.
That's how it goes. Just like bling bling. Once white people started using bling bling, what? Up.
Oh. When it got put in the dictionary, you knew that was the end of it.
Yep. Let's move on.
Okay.
Did they ever acknowledge who invented the term bling bling?
Actually, they did.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. At least we get credit for something around here. If we can't get credit for being the first black woman to win
an Emmy?
Emmy for best actress in a drama series without some nondescript having an issue with it.
And you know what? It wasn't like she got it just because she was talking. She got it. She downplayed that role.
Yeah,
you
no,
know,
but
she deserved that. But the person that responded, though.
I still don't know who she is. Is she Luke or Laura? No? Not her? What about the lady with the British accent? Remember her? She wasn't one of them? Oh, and I don't know her.
Oh, God. You know,
I just want black people in America to be able to own something other than struggle, for God's sake. Can we please own something other than struggle? And we can't even own that because now all these other fringe groups want to be like, well, we struggle too. Hey, man, hey. Give me my struggle.
It's
all I got left. They've taken everything else. Just can't have a struggle. But I don't want black people to be able to own something other than struggle. And I think that it's absolutely ridiculous that in 2015, we're still talking about the first black anything. But there's still so many things that black people still have not been allowed to accomplish. And yes, I said allowed to accomplish.
Well, you know, anytime, I mean, this happens every year, so I'm not sure why it's a shock to some, but anytime, particularly this year, when Serena was going for the calendar Grand Slam, anytime she won, oh, look at that gorilla in the dress, and look at this. Why can't you just appreciate greatness? Because had that been a burly looking white woman, you'd be like, man, that's greatness happening.
Or that's a German queen. Oh, sorry.
You know, normally I probably was saying this thing that was on camera.
Sure. They can see your face, though.
Right.
Oh, so you can't be anything just because you're on air.
This is us being tame, actually. So.
But I'm just saying, like, but a lot of times when a black person invents something, it's not, like, necessarily as well-known unless you learn it during Black History Month. Whereas, you know who invented the light bulb, you know who invented the, you know what I'm saying?
The garbage disposal.
But I don't know who invented garbage disposal.
It was black person.
No, but that's not what I'm saying. That you know who invented all of these other things. But as a matter of fact, now that I think about it, he didn't invent the light bulb. He just had the patent that everybody used. Other people had discovered how to make light before that. But neither here nor there. But, like, people don't know the name of the person that invented the super soaker. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just stuff like the innovative stuff that black people do. Like, oh, thanks. Let's put the company name on it, stamp that, move it along, done deal. I'm tired of black greatness being overshadowed or swept under the rug or pushed aside or with an ampersand, like, and this. Like, yeah, black people did this, and we also did this. And then the white man came in and, you know, shifted across the country. Like,
well, you know, there was no way that history books were going to mention that Lewis and Clark had, a black person there when they discovered what they discovered.
I mean, they're trying to clear up slavery in the books now. So it's like, we can't even own our struggle. Like, we...
So, there's a rapper, Lord Jamar, from Brand Nubian, if you remember them. He made some comments a couple years ago. He said that hip-hop is a house and that white rappers are only guests.
Sir, is a bridge too far.
I was going to say, it definitely was a good conversation starter. And me being a hip-hop fan, I can't agree with that. That's just basically you saying, you know, you're only here for a limited time. Well, guess what, Lord Jamar? You're about 30 years behind, man. You know, first of all, I think of rappers like Beastie Boys, who were there at the beginning and were white. They weren't wiggers. They weren't trying. They were white boys that rap, that light rap, that appreciate.
Jewish boys that like, yeah.
That's going too far. So it's one thing to say, you know, we want our appreciation. But just to say, you know, kind of role reversal.
Yeah, I don't agree with that at all, because there are some people that were born in the house. There are other people that showed up because they saw other people going in the house. It was like, oh, what's going on around here?
But
I don't want to stick out, so let me just start talking like everybody else, Iggy Azalea.
But you know, okay, somebody has that kind of mindset. Let's just say hip-hop was started, you know, really by, you know, blacks and Latinos.
Say that again.
Hip-hop was started by blacks and Latinos.
And I don't think I don't think the Latino people get enough credit either, but that's a whole other story.
Right. So, I don't care what you do, what you create, it's only going to be a matter of time, whether it's, you know, a year, 5 years, 1,000 years, somebody else is going to want to try that thing. Now, had he said Iggy Azalea is just a guest, because she was, everybody.
She wasn't even invited. She crashed the damn party. She came in with T.I. No, I don't like Iggy Azalea.
I don't fuck with it. Hip-hop is no different than acting. 99% of them are actors anyway. When you're playing a character, When the director says cut, you go home. You're out of that character. She is living her life.
And she's not even doing it well. You know, she ordered a pizza from Domino's, used her real credit card and her real phone number, and the dude, and then went to the door when the Domino's guy showed up. And he was like, "Hey, I got Iggy Azalea's phone number," and he gave it out to his friends. And she got mad. I'm like, you dummy. You don't even know how to, you don't even know how to be a celebrity, right? Like, you're just dumb.
Yeah, I just, like I said, you know, you're from Australia, but some of you from the west side of Atlanta. Every day.
She said that.
No,
she talks like that.
Yeah, she talks like
she
that.
She barely has an Australian accent. Even though she just popped off a kangaroo's back when she got it.
Yo, Mel Gibson's been here for 40 years. He's got an accent.
He just popped off a kangaroo's back.
Okay, but I've been in D.C. for 10 plus years. I don't have a D.C. accent.
Yeah, but I know you say some D.C.-isms slang.
Okay, so then that makes
sense. No, but there's nothing wrong with
it. Mel Gibson still has a bit of an Australian accent.
Yeah, he still has an accent.
Right.
He's been here for decades. She just got here like 5 years ago, and all of a sudden she from ATL shouting, nah.
Yeah, we're not folk.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am, indeed.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Y'all are a hard crowd. That's all I want to say.
I'm not a hard crowd. I'm just realistic.
You know, I alluded a thousand times how I'm a hip-hop fan. And so I don't appreciate that.
And I'm not even like a hip-hop head like that. I just don't. I see bullshit and I call bullshit. Like, I'm not a, maybe they thought, no. I know what you're thinking because I see it. Because when given the opportunity to correct it or to make good on it or to, you know, to apologize and don't, that means that you knew and you don't care.
You know what you're doing. Are you purposely doing?
And then to turn around and do it again. Like the HR chick in the floppy hat. That's a big middle finger. If I've told you, hey, when you write an article about something that black people have invented or that black people have been doing for a long time and don't put black people in it, it's kind of disrespectful and rude. And you go, oh, okay. And then you turn around 2 weeks later and do it again. Be like, oh, look at these Timberlands on this white girl's feet, as if black men haven't been wearing Timberlands all year long for decades. And then being like, oh, did somebody else do that? Oh, I thought Timberlands were a new thing. You knew they weren't. If your job is to know fashion, then you know good and well that Timberlands didn't just appear on the shelf this year in women's sizes.
What do you feel about biracial people using the N-word? The reason I'm asking, David Banner recently, he had made a big fuss about how he doesn't feel like the J. Cole's, the Drake's should use it because they have white in them. Me personally, I think it's who or what you identify with.
Me personally, I think I love you, David, but I need you to be quiet.
Sometimes.
Because in America, half white is still black. Unless you absolutely look nothing like whoever your black parent is, half white is still black. And people still see you as a black person.
And I think who you identify with, like J. Cole, his mom's white, but you hardly... He identifies with more of his black self. I mean, he mentioned his mom, but he identifies as being black. He says, I identify with being black. Yes, I'm always white, but I am black.
I wouldn't have known his mom was white either.
But again, he identifies with that. So I don't see what the fuss is.
There is no fuss.
Of course, I don't have a care one way or another.
Hey, everybody can use N-words. N-words for everybody. Just don't call me the N-word.
I'm not sure how many words there are in the dictionaries, but why is it that white folks get so upset by not using one word?
My question is, why do you want to use it? Never. What's up with that?
You know, all the words.
Because everybody else is using it, why can't I?
Because you do everything. You get to do everything. You get to do everything. You get to wear a hoodie. You get to walk across the street. You get to walk. You get to jaywalk without being arrested. You get to smoke in your car when the police come up to you and not freaking die. You get to go claim your car from the impound and not end up in the psych ward. Okay, you get to do everything. Let me say nigga. Let me say it and shut up.
Like I said, I don't think not using one word is going to kill you.
But it might. It's so magical.
Oh. And it was magical.
It is, obviously. Like, why else would they want to know what secret lies in being able to say? It's amazing. It's incredible. Your life will change. Your credit score will drop. Like something's gonna happen.
Yeah, no. That's
I mean, I'm just saying. Something amazing has to happen, right?
There's this.
They get to say it. I mean, how dare they get to say it? and I can't say it.
There's this eighth grade white girl that's rich.
Wait, there's a what?
Eighth grade white girl.
There's an eighth grade
white girl
with locks. With
locks,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I saw this earlier today. I'm going to try to find the article. And her mother feels like that she was being racially profiled because of her hair, because their hair is supposed to not fall within the guidelines. Now, when I interview the principal, I'm thinking, if mom thinks that she's being racially profiled, I'm thinking the principal is black. Principal's white as hell. White as hell. Talking about the rules and standards. But yet the mom thinks the white girl is being racially profiled by a white principal for having locks. I'm going to find an article.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm going to find an article.
Here's my thing. Okay? As a black person, if you don't comb or brush your hair will lock. Okay? So that's naturally what your hair is going to do. It's going to lock up. Trust me, I know, because I know somebody that kept her crochet braids in so long, we almost had to shave her head. Anyway, this is a long time ago. But anyway, so if you don't do that, your hair will lock. As a white person, if you don't comb your hair, it's just going to get nasty. It's not going to lock. So you purposely, you know, yeah, black people do also purposely lock their hair, but a lot of black people's hair grows like that. Like my hair right now probably could lock up if I left it like this, you know, because that's just how my hair grows out of my scalp. But you're purposely manipulating your hair to do a certain thing and then getting mad when it's against the rules. It's against the rules. Is that what you said?
Yeah,
I guess the dress code.
Okay, so locks or no locks, your hair is against the dress code. Now, does the dress code no lock?
I'm going to find it. But like I said, what got me?
Because that would be what I have a problem with.
Like I said, what got me is that this white principal is enforcing the rules, but the mom thinks she's being racially profiled.
Because white privilege dictates that they should be able to do whatever they want to do.
(760) 683-2662. Call in and be a part of the conversation. Hit us up on Twitter.
I found it on Bossip.
Yeah, you found it?
Eighth grade white girl with bootleg dreads. That's funny.
First of all, my question is, why would you like... Okay.
Why does she got dreads and bangs? What is she doing? Oh, man, I have to see this. I have got to see this.
Okay.
That's what it says. It says she had dreads and bangs. Eighth grade white girl with bootleg dreads and bangs. That's what Boston said. Said school racially profiled her. Oh, it's a video. I don't have time for this.
Well, that's what I see in the video. They showed the principal saying, yeah, clearly stating what the rules are.
So what are the rules that she's not following? That, again, like I said, that's what I would have an issue with. If the rules are specifically no locks, then I have a problem
now,
with that.
Now, when he said it, it did not mention locks. It said, you know, hair, that was distraction. Basically the same old bullshit. But I said, what was comedy to me?
Was that she said she was being racially profiled?
Yeah, by another white person. Not that, you know. Yeah, like.
No, I was so about to play devil's advocate, but I'm not going to do
that. No, go ahead. I want to hear, no. How can you possibly, like, what could you say?
I can say a whole bunch of things, but I'm not going to. Go ahead. Next thing.
I'm trying to find that one. Oh, yeah. This is what she looked like.
Okay. She looks a hot mess, but it is what it is. I could see how that's distracting.
She looks like Scary Potter.
I could see how that could be distracting.
Distracting, though?
Distracting. Distracting.
I'm pulling, an article is coming up, but for some reason the Wi-Fi keeps going up, but I, I don't, racially profile.
I don't.
That's what I have an issue with, racially profile.
You said you had a problem with whether or not she broke the rule, not that she was racially profiled.
I think that's two problems.
Yes, you are absolutely right. You can have two problems. Yes, you can.
So, well, like you said, white privilege, I think that is a form within and of itself. Oh.
Explain.
Certain instances, like Bree, I do not doubt that maybe the mom feels like, my child's white. My child should be aware whatever she wants to wear. White privilege. And because of white privilege, how dare she not be able to wear
Except no hairstyles that distract. This is distracting. This is the dumbest thing I have ever seen in my whole entire life. She looks like she's wearing a dread wig on top of, and yes, I said dread this time, a dread wig on top of her regular hair. This looks really dumb.
So I'm going to get upset.
These bangs can't be real.
Because I can't, you know, copy somebody else or do what somebody else, even though I'm white. So in instances, yes, that can be, you know, a form of a cultural appropriate. Especially if, you know, white folks do, and they get backlash. Like, for instance, with Kylie Jenner, with her response to, what is the girl's name from Catch a Fire? They had something to say about her cornrows. And, you know,
Amanda.
Yeah, her. And about, you know, again, the significance that to African Americans and Africans in general. And then Kylie basically said,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, in that instance, that white privilege is, well, in the act of cultural appropriation, wearing gurus.
Okay.
Just like the little 7-year-old that got sent to the principal's office because he has a mohawk. He's a Native American.
So we don't get mad at you for wearing your native hairstyle.
That's like sending a Muslim child to the office for wearing a hat because they're covered up. It's a freaking mohawk. He's Native American.
But it is against rules that were made by a white school district.
I don't even think that was against the rules.
And New Mexico, by the way. First of all, you went where it used to be a hotbed of Native Americans. And you got the nerve to make up your own rules.
You know why it's not a hotbed anymore? Because they killed them all.
There'd be like two of them left in New Mexico. I see, again, going back to like Vogue and Cosmo, I think early this year, you know, some of the white starlets, quote unquote, were wearing dashiki shirts. And guess what Vogue or which one Cosmo said? That was the new end thing.
But they are the new end thing. But they are.
Dashikis are not the new end thing.
But they are. Like, that trend is coming back. Do you know how many people I've seen with dashikis on that are not?
How many people, when they discussed that dashikis were in, how many of the people they pictured were black? Okay.
I have uncles that still have dashikis that they wore in the 70s in the closet.
You're telling me people or people even our age wearing dashikis?
No,
Why is it not the point? It's a new trend.
You know, for me, I think you should be able to wear whatever it is that you want to wear. But don't think that, oh, I'm gonna make this a new fashion thing. You know, like some people think, oh, I'm gonna try to, you know, start this new trend. Don't think that you wearing dashiki is a new thing. Yes, you can. It could be a refurbished trend, but don't think that you're the first person that started it. I mean, everything goes in cycles. You know, you see, the hot
stuff. Exactly, everything goes in cycles. I don't see.
I don't care what you wear.
I know people that have continuously worn dashikis, not just because of the right. Or
I don't care what you wear, but don't think that you like Breece Harrell. Don't think that you're the one that started this.
I don't think that they think that. I think that they're just wearing it
and refuse to and don't acknowledge where it came from.
But
I found this at the flea market and I thought it was cool. You saw 75 people with it on before you got to the flea market and didn't say anything about it.
Cool. Then I need to go and research where it came from.
Yes, and you need to ask everybody all of the questions all the time.
All the time.
Bree, I'm pretty sure you knew
I'm not doing
what
that.
Henna was about before you
Who?
Got henna, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you can just see one day. Oh.
I've done that. I've seen people get henna and been like, oh, that's cool. Now, I haven't gotten it, but I thought it was cool.
No, I absolutely do research. research on things before I just.
That's what I'm saying. So you need to say, oh, you know what? I'm gonna get that. Not knowing. That's good things, because doesn't mean you cannot. Let me say it's hidden. Like me, if I see something, I'm gonna look it up, see what it is. Because
as it relates to henna, I am 100% sure that when my niece got the henna and wore it for prom and all this kind of stuff, I am absolutely positive that she didn't go and do any research on henna. I think she thought it was cool and she wore it. Not to, no disrespect to anybody or anything. She thought it was cool. She put it on her hand and she rocked it until it faded.
Okay.
So she was supposed to go and say, oh, so I'm wearing this because.
That's not what he's saying. That's absolutely not what he's saying.
No, I'm saying for it, not because that's a form. This is cool. I'm wearing this. So now I need to be like, oh, and so you need to know the history of what henna is and all this kind of stuff.
You are so going to the extreme, and he did not say that at all. And you know it's rare that we agree, but he absolutely didn't say that.
You know, that's like when I see people that get tattoos in Chinese.
I have one.
I had one, but I knew what it meant. I did my research before. I didn't just walk in and look at something on the wall and say, okay, let's go with that. No, I saw it. I went to the library to make sure that's what it meant, and then I got the tattoo.
What does your tattoo?
It means virtuous.
Okay, and when you got the tattoo, did you look up what it meant before getting that tattoo?
I did.
Because you wanted to just walk around with just...
Right, even though people come to me and say, you don't know what that is, do you?
What is that? Fried rice. Oh, that wasn't funny the first 700 times somebody used to hear me. I used to have one, and I got it covered up because I was over it. But you both looked up what it meant.
Some stuff it's important to know what it means, and some stuff it doesn't really matter because it's decorative. Like henna is decorative. Henna does have significance at significant events and celebrations and things like that. It has properties, healing properties and stuff like that. But at the same time, some stuff is decorative and some stuff is appropriation. Like going to, I mean, that's really the difference. Is it decorative or are you claiming this is my thing and this is what I'm doing and everyone should do what I'm doing?
You know, wearing a shirt's one thing, but I'm not going to have something that's permanently on my body of a different culture and not know what it means. That's not just be decorative. That's permanent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not just going to go, oh, no, I like what it means. I like what it means, and I like what it looks like.
I have two African symbols on my body. One of them is from West Africa. One of them is from East Africa. But I know what they both mean. I know what they represent, and I know what they stand for. It's not just like, oh, I'm going to be down with that Hotep energy and put this on my body, and then I'm also going to be down with the Mother Queen movement.
I'm looking up this article. There's this, she's from Bali, I think. Anyway, she's saying that while African Americans talk about not African Americans' cultural vulturing, not really a word, so well, African Americans are just as guilty of that too. Like the dashiki. I'm going to look it up.
Well, the issue with that is, historically, they purposely wiped all of our culture. So we had to, and I don't agree that African Americans are stealing culture. We're not. These are still things that were passed down to us from other people, but they literally wiped out all of our culture when they brought us over here. So the few people that held on to that and passed it down, it's changed, it's shifted, and it is hurtful to see that people are saying that Black people are culturally appropriating African culture when the majority of the Black people in the United States come from Africa. They just don't know where. I mean, like, do we have to do a DNA test to have cornrows or braids or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how can
I think in that instance it's different.
It is. How can you appropriate your own culture? Yes, I am however many, you know, generations removed from Africa, but it's still I'm still African American. So it is part of my culture. It's like what people do, you know, trace their genes. They went up with that culture.
I mean, I'm 15% European, so does that mean that I got 16% white privilege. I'm going to start using it more often.
Yeah,
but I thought that was most like, that is our culture.
How come it's not going to work?
Because you look black.
So, but I'm 16% European.
Because you look black.
Or you'll start claiming others on like a...
Oh, I already have. Child,
yeah, that's not going to work.
Trevor Noah said he did that because he's from the new host of The Daily Show.
Yeah, I know.
He's from South Africa. And he said, you know, even though he's from South Africa and, you know, he grew up wherever, he never heard of marking your race on something. And so he, when he looked, and he's, you know, half black, half white, he said he looked at a loan application and was like, oh, I get to choose? So he marked white. And they looked at him like, no, sir, you can't mark white. He was like, why not? Why not?
You know, I had this conversation about Charlize Theron, and the person I spoke to, I'm like, she's white. No, she's not. She's South American.
South African, yeah.
African. You're still white? You sound like Sade. Is she still white?
I think the only place that matters is here. Trust and believe, they still don't like darker skinned people all over the world, but I think the only place that really matters what you identify as is here. But yeah, she's South African. Absolutely. She may be German, Swedish African or whatever. Is that okay, what it is?
Dutch. Okay. So I was looking online about the whole appropriation versus appreciation. And here are four questions you can ask. And I want y'all to tell me whether or not you agree. Question number one is, what culture does this style reference and what is your relation to that culture? Next.
Oh, it's like a full answer. I don't know.
Why are you wearing it? You'll live without it if your answer is to be sexy, just looks cool, to be crazy, cause it's random, it's a costume, it's a Cinco de Drinko.
I have been known to wear a sombrero on Cinco de Mayo.
Who made the product and who's selling it?
White people.
You can wear it if natives making Native American inspired items, African made print, swimwear, or gems from immigrant or mom and pop shops near you, and how rad it would be if they had sons and daughters who create contemporary pieces. You never know. But if it's just Urban Outfitters design, inspired by Native American culture or Pakistani style necklaces, that's enough.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
How accurate and respectful is it to the source? That's where you were talking about, being respectful to the source. And that's it. No, that's not a good guide.
I mean, I understand where that guide is coming from, but it's basically saying you can't wear any sort of print. You can't wear...
Well, no, you can wear print.
Aztec, African, et cetera. It's like no Indian inspired, no kimono style jacket, no... I mean, it's one thing to appropriate or appreciate a... I think it's ridiculous to not say that you can't appreciate something because you're not from that culture. But at the same time, that's just too far. That's like I'm pretty sure there's things around us now that you probably shouldn't have bought because of what they represent. Like, aren't those cherry blossoms? And aren't those Japanese? So you shouldn't have that. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's too far. That is a bridge too far. There's a line there.
It is pretty, though.
But according to that list, it's wrong.
Well, I think appreciation is
this shirt is wrong because I'm pretty sure it represents some other culture.
Aztec-y.
Aztec-y?
It's Aztec-y.
Yes, Aztec-y.
But you know what? But appreciation is respect. If you like something, you appreciate it. I would think you appreciate it. You want to know and research.
And I know y'all are gonna give me the blues for it, but that's what I'm saying earlier. No,
respect again. Appreciation is respect, like he said. So if you appreciate, oh, you know what? I really like if you're a designer, you're like, I really like Native American XYZ, and you just start making up some Native American type stuff and be like, oh, this is inspired by Native American, and you didn't talk to a Native American or consult with somebody who understands the culture, then to me that's appropriation because it's just like, oh, I had a dream about a hawk and he spoke to me and then he turned into a dove. He was just on peyote and he was tripping. But if you know what I'm saying, it's about the some stuff is about the process. Some stuff is just about, oh, I like this and let me put this on. Like a kimono is known Japanese chill wear. You know what I'm saying? Like people, you know, robes and stuff like that. And they themselves mass produce and send those out. Oh, excuse me, but headdresses, Native American headdresses, there we go, are not something that is mass produced and sent out.
You're not going to find us at Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, you will. They just weren't made by Native Americans. But you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Native American jewelry, there are people that make Native American jewelry, and they're made by Native Americans. Mm-hmm. Like, I own Native American jewelry that was made on a reservation. It has the stamp and all of that stuff. But I also own some pieces that are similar to it that don't have a stamp. You know what I'm saying? But it's not like they were passing it off as Native American or saying, oh, you know, I just came up with this design out of thin air. Like, most of the time, whatever it's named is named after the culture or something like that.
When I was growing up in Denver.
As long as it's not exploitative. That's
right. The word I'm when I was growing up in Colorado, we would take field trips to, you know, to reservations.
Mm-hmm.
So, firsthand, learn about the culture.
Mm-hmm. But then you do then take that back to Colorado, that back to then to the big city and imitate it and then just say, oh, this is my thing that I made up.
So what it looks similar to.
Or it is exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
So it's just all about paying proper respect. Just by saying, oh, I like that, and then you turn around 2 weeks and have that, that's not paying proper respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know somebody who, every time I change my hair color, a couple weeks later, they change their hair color. I'm not being funny. But every time I change my hair color, they turn around and change their hair color to something extremely similar.
See, that's his jacket right there.
What if I like that color?
Every time she changes the color, you like the same color?
If I like that color.
Every time?
Each color.
And then want to swear you a fashion plate. Technically, I guess that would be me, because you're copying over me, as my godson says. You copying over me.
760.
683.
2662. Well, I say like a police operator. 2662. What's your
20? Feel free to send some messages. You know, amongst Friends Radio Talk Show. Hit us up on Twitter at @amongst_friends and at @theamongstfriends. So, D.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. Yep.
So, obviously, you are against the, well, let me phrase it. Are you?
I'm not.
Against the term and the meaning of cultural appropriation?
No, I'm not.
Do you think that it exists?
Yes, I do believe it exists. I've never said that it didn't.
I can't hear you.
I've never
there
said...
There we go. Hello!
I've never said that it didn't exist. She not one doesn't. Time.
She just doesn't agree with any of our examples.
I don't agree that a lot of the stuff that people are, as it relates to the Kylie Jenners and some of the other younger people, I don't think that what they're trying to do is to be disrespectful and not to pay homage to the history or, you know, whatever. I don't think that they're trying to do that. I think that
it would be black.
I think it was simply, I like it.
And I want to be black.
And I want to wear it.
And I want to be black.
I don't think that it has anything to do with that.
So you think she just didn't like her lips or her butt or her body? And
yeah.
So she decided.
Or her chin or her nose.
She only got her lips done.
Absolutely not. Look at her again. She absolutely did not. Look at
you said that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I don't think that she's trying to look black.
But she only dates black men.
Other than
how do we know? She just turned 18.
And she's dating a 27-year-old black man. That used to be her sister's best friend's ex-husband.
Listen. She's 18.
Jada Smith and Tiger.
Tiger too. No.
And whoever it was before is Jada.
She's only 18.
I would really like to live in this land of gumdrops and candy that you seem to so enjoy.
I'm not living in any fairy tale land. I mean, the girl is 18 years old. Good gracious.
And she already made grown-up decisions. Very
okay.
grown-up decisions.
And so we are in this era where you have people who, I'm going to date who I like.
And
who
she
I,
likes black men and black people lips and cornrows.
Oh, my God. Too much.
No, she's too much.
It's too much. And the only reason why I say all this is because just 2 days ago, I was talking to my mom, right? And she was like, so maybe we were talking about my cousin's wedding and his wife is Hispanic or Mexican or whichever one, I don't know.
Hispanic.
Man, I just said Chicago.
You said so many racist things in that statement.
No, listen. I'm just saying. I don't know if she...
Mexican or Hispanic or whichever one.
I'm saying some identify as Latin American, some identify as Mexican, some identify as different things. I'm not sure.
Chicano.
All I'm saying is that she's not black, okay? Let me just say that. And so my mom was like, maybe you should date a white man. No, what she said was, maybe you should date a Hispanic. Or Mexican. I don't know which one she said.
Whichever one.
I think it said we're not very
I'm not trying to, be racist or anything like that. But she was just like, well, maybe you should date someone outside of your race. And I was like, even a white man? And she was like, yeah, why not? And I was like, you do realize maybe about 10 years ago, you would be so against that.
Well, here it is 10 years later. She was a great kid.
Yeah,
what
care.
They looking like?
She don't care what they miss. She just wants some baby.
My point in saying all of that was to say that nowadays people are a little bit more free in accepting things, and it's not being disrespectful or.
But
I'm trying to be black, or I'm trying
also think
to be
that
white.
Because of that, you got to stay woke. Gotta stay woke, because that's how they get you. Because somebody said it before. I don't even remember who told it. Who said it to me? I think it was my one of my friends in New York. He said, and I quote, "You never really know how a white person feels about you until it's too late." And that's all I'm saying. Stay woke.
Well, I do agree with you. In this day and age, particularly with the younger generation, the lines are so blurred.
I mean, it's because everybody has access to
everything. Yeah, so everybody has access. So I see, you know, what you are saying about how different cultures have access to different cultures. But having said that, you could still.
It's also about history repeating.
Yeah, you could still.
They will.
You know.
And I'm not, like I said, I am not saying that it is not, it's not a thing. I'm just saying that y'all are really hard on the youngins.
Because they're stupid.
Okay, and I'm not, and I'm not.
Like, you have access to find out where this comes from, who started this, blah, 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 but you still sit your dumb ass in front of the TV on Super Bowl Sunday and say, I don't know who this Missy Elliott is, but her career is about to take off. What?
Or that was.
Like, you have your phone in your hand. How about
that? Okay, so then is it truly cultural appropriation or is it just dumbness?
Cultural ignorance.
All of the above. It's willful ignorance. Like, you don't even want, you have access to everything you need to know, you can go. To
well, see, but here, but here's the, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think that because the younger generation has access to so much stuff,
they just don't access it.
That they don't appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you appreciate the fact that you have access to so much information because, you know, you're from the generation of the, what is the,
Encyclopedia Britannica's,
you know what I'm saying? And so you can appreciate being able to go and research more than just, well, I need to go to my cousin's house or I need to go over such and such house and borrow the encyclopedias to do my research paper.
I was lucky enough to have encyclopedias.
I mean, we did too.
I have almost said too.
But I'm saying, people, you know, like, it's valuable that we have resources. And I think that because the younger generation has everything readily available to them,
they're stupid.
They don't appreciate it.
And dumb.
And so they just go and ask mom or ask auntie or ask uncle or whoever or ask the teacher.
They don't even ask nobody. They ask Twitter. Well, they followed a whole bunch of people that are also 17 and stupid.
So.
And 140 characters.
So I don't think that some of it.
That's not an excuse. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
I tried. Did y'all out there in Periscope land? I'm really trying. They're not.
You got the whole world in your hand, but you still choose to be a dumbass. Like I can't even wrap my mind around it. Who was that yesterday talking about? Somebody said that they their child had a grammar test. And they was like, what you need to take a grammar test for? That's what computers are for. That's why your child can't read, okay? That's why your dumb-ass child can't put a sentence together. That's what computers are for. You don't even know how to read. You're dumb-ass.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can look at that from even with math because I remember, no lie, I was at lunch and I was at the Potbelly and the system was down.
And the girl did not know what to do.
And he did not know what to do. And he was like, math ain't my thing. So just go ahead and give me $4. And we just going to call it even. We're not going to deal with the change. I said, you do realize that it's more than four. I said, I can tell you what it's going to cost, even with the tax. And he was like, yeah, you're doing
so much.
Were you
in D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do 10% sales tax?
Nope.
But
sorry.
Sir, you have a calculator on your...
Switch phone,
bro. No. And he was like, and better yet, I'm going to go ahead and give you this too.
You got the whole world on your
okay.
phone.
No problem.
You got a calculator.
I'll tell you something on a willfully dumb.
The scientific calculator at that. It does sine, cosine, tangent. I don't even know what that means. But I can do it.
Right. When I moved from Hawaii back to continental United States.
He's showing off.
No.
When
I was on the lovely island of Guam.
Right.
No, the reason why I brought that up.
I climb trees and get coconuts in the morning for my breakfast.
Well, the reason why I made that reference because this one cat, you know, just moved back and you're going to try front me out in front of people. It's like, yeah, you haven't done something since you've been back to the United States.
The United States.
Now, bro.
Hawaii.
Had you been out of high school for 40 years and go to college, I give you that. I give you that.
Look at all these amazing things your phone can do. Can you see that? Look at that.
You feel me? Like, if you've been out of high school for 40 years, then go to college, okay, I give you that. Bro, every other door in high school has a map on it. You should know. There's no way, even in high school, you should not know the Hawaii state. There's no way. It's in human.
Oh, no.
Hawaii's the 51st state, right?
That
is
the state, though.
And it's the 51st. Hawaii is the 51st state.
No, Twitter will tell you there are some people who just don't know.
Hawaii is the 51st state. It was incorporated after Puerto Rico.
I'm like, you're in school. Every other door has a map on it. How are you in school? We're not after school hours. The school is closed. So you can look on the map. How do you not know Hawaii's the state?
It reminds me of that girl on the that questions thing on YouTube.
Oh yeah, questions.
And the dude was like, he asked her how many original colonies were there or something like that.
Oh, it was about the flag.
And she was like, 50 minus 13, goddamn 47. And then after that, in the next video. On the back of his baseball jersey, it said, goddamn 47. 13 minus 50, goddamn 47, ma'am. That's not even.
Maybe the ballpark.
First of all, 13 minus 50, that's not a thing.
Yeah. So it's very interesting.
But, so, going back to what we were saying, I'm not saying you have to research everything before you buy it or do it or whatever. But some things, at least think about what this is that you're doing or buying or whatever. Like today, I was looking for a book bag because I'm going out of town. I want to get a cool book bag. And so I saw a book bag and I was like, oh, I want this book bag. So it was just a regular triangular pattern. It wasn't anything tribal or ethnic or anything like that. I didn't have any more. And I was like, oh, but I don't really like this Aztec print book bag or whatever. And I was really upset because I didn't want an Aztec print book bag. I wanted the one that I wanted, but they didn't have it anymore. And I was just like, I don't want to walk around in a foreign country with an Aztec print book bag on.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Why are you talking so low?
Because I'm being very serious right now about Aztec.
But you got an Aztec print on your shirt.
I know, but I'm also not in a foreign country right now.
Duh. Well, technically, according to you, you're in fairy tale land right now.
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely not in a fairy tale land. Oh, well, I guess if I'm in your house, is this a sovereign country? Isn't this a sovereign Asian right now? By the way, I'm absolutely not high. I'm just stupid. Don't mind me.
Well,
you know, like I said, you can do whatever you want to do, wear what you want to wear.
No.
But if someone tells you that what the significance of that thing is, don't come back like, yeah, what?
But what if I just, okay.
What if you just don't care?
You know how you could be experiencing something and then someone wants to come in and say, well, you know, this is what this happened, and this is what this happened, and this is what happened, and this is how you got this, and blah, blah. Yeah,
I don't know.
Can I just experience this?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I just be?
I'm not trying to be funny. I really don't understand that.
I'm just trying to enjoy life. Why do I have to have a history lesson?
Oh, yeah. No, that absolutely sucks. But that's one thing. But if you're, once again, I'm going back to the Indian headdress because this has been a big bone of contention with a lot of people. If you're walking around on a Saturday with a freaking Indian headdress on because you think you're cool, somebody should probably punch you in the face.
Okay, so what do you tell the people who walk around with Redskins gear on, and on game day they're all in
war
paint and so forth and so on?
That I really cannot weigh in on because I know Native Americans that are okay with it, and I know Native Americans that are against it. But I do know for a fact that the headdress absolutely is offensive and outside of cultural type things. But like I said, I know Native Americans that are okay with it, and I know Native Americans that are against it. So I can't really weigh in on that in particular.
I'd say what I would be pissed about if it happened to me. Florida State Seminole. There's a white boy in face paint. You're trying to tell me. I know ain't but 10
But the Seminoles okayed
that. No, they're okay. They're okay with it. But even they're okay with the name, Seminole. I get that. So, yeah, ain't but 10 living Native Americans left. You're talking to me, you couldn't get one real Native American? You gotta have a white boy in face paint. That's how we get offended. Well, I'm not sure if they feel about how we feel about white boy in blackface.
A big costume anyway, but whatever. Because most mascots are a mascot, not just a person with some face paint.
You know, the person is, like, I'm not sure how they feel, but I get offended when I see white people in blackface. So we try to tell
you. You don't, or you do?
I do.
White people love blackface. They love it for no reason. Like the ones that showed up in Washington at the soccer game. Why are you in blackface at the soccer game? Why?
Or the girls soccer team, high school soccer team. They had to like forfeit some games because they thought it was cool to. They took a picture. It was like five of them. No, five of them was suspended for a couple games.
Oh, is that the same thing that I'm talking about? In Washington State? Is that the same thing I just said?
Well, you didn't say who it was. Okay.
But that's good. See, only 90, we have 90 seconds left, and that's the first time you did that today. I'm proud of you. You've been listening until about 45 seconds ago.
So, Periscope Land, now you see how we get there. And this is tame,
no.
By the way. This is tame,
no.
By the way.
Periscope, this is not how we get there.
Dean is not holding the phone, holding the microphone like a penis today.
Really?
Huh?
I think you just did a breezy.
Sorry.
So, stay tuned next week. Next week, right?
Next week.
Periscope again.
Oh, that's me? We're going to talk about something. I haven't decided yet.
We're going to get them together. One way or another.
You can find
I'm always together.
You can find us every Wednesday from 8 to 9:30.
8 to 9:30, join us here. If
unless
not on
the
Periscope.
Empire, which I understand because I'm about to go home and watch it myself.
If not on Periscope.
Periscope.
You can join us on Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Or on Facebook, or on Twitter,
right.
Or on Facebook.
I'm going to talk like Iggy Azalea next week. That's what I'm going to do. It's going to be amazing.
There we out.
Ahala!
Now, you going to talk about Native Iggy, or Iggy trying to sound like you from Atlanta?
No, I'm going to speak like I'm going to speak like Crocodile Hunter Iggy Azalea.